بسم الله الرحمن
بسم
الرحيم.
الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا، نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا، أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك، يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salaamu alaikum, dear listeners, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran. In this series of programs, we're talking about tajweed and the places of articulation. In this episode, we're going to talk about the tongue. Here with us, we have Brother Muhammad Rza. Salaamu alaikum.
Salaamu alaikum.
So, let's get started.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the previous lessons, we discussed the different places of articulation of the throat, and also the oral cavity or the empty space in the mouth. For today's lesson, we're going to talk about the places of articulation in the tongue, and specifically the tip of the tongue. First of all, the tongue itself can be divided into four parts, four areas, which are used for articulation. We have the deepest part of the tongue, the middle of the tongue, the sides, the two sides of the tongue, and the tip, and also the top of the tongue. We don't have time to go over all of the different parts of the tongue, and we have to just dedicate this program for the tip of the tongue and give some examples of the letters that are produced in this region. And inshallah, in the next programs, we will talk about the other parts of the tongue. But for this episode, we're going to talk about only, we're going to dedicate this program for the tip of the tongue and the letters that occur in this region of the tongue. First of all, we have the two letters, noon and ra. The way that noon is produced is that the tip of the tongue touches the gum of the two front top incisors, and the sound of noon is produced. The sound of ra, the way ra is produced, is that the top of the tip of the tongue, not the tip of the tongue, the top or the head of the tongue.
Is the noon same as the N in English?
It's very similar, but it might not be exactly the same. You have to listen to the Quran from famous reciters and see if it's the same or not. It might have some subtle differences from the noon sound, which is in English. So it's very similar. So it's not exactly the same, but it's similar. So the tip of the tongue touches the gum of the two front top incisors, and the sound of the noon is produced. Then we have ra. In ra, the top of the tip of the tongue. So this is very important. Not the tip of the tongue, the part of the tongue which is a little bit further back from the tip touches the gum of the two front top incisors, and the ra sound is produced. In English, the R sound, when we pronounce R in English, the sound of the letter R, the tip of the tongue doesn't physically touch any part of the mouth. On the other hand, in Arabic, in order to produce the sound of ra correctly, the top of the tip of the tongue has to touch the gum of the two front top incisors. So in Arabic, the top of the tip of the tongue physically touches the gum of the front part of the teeth. But in English, this is not so. So these are the two letters, noon and ra, which are produced from the tip of the tongue. Okay, to give an example of a verse that has the letter ra, we can give the example of the Bismillah. In Bismillah, we have two ra's. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And As you can see, the ra sound has to be pronounced in this way, not in this way. It shouldn't be pronounced like this. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This is a common mistake which is found among beginners, novice reciters of the Quran. They commonly make this mistake, that the tip of the tongue doesn't touch the gum, and the sound which is produced is incorrect. So you have to make sure that it's Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Also, there shouldn't be an excessive trilling sound when pronouncing this letter. Some people might say Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. This is also incorrect.
The Spanish speakers might do that.
Yeah, Spanish speakers or probably Persian speakers or even some of Arabs also make this mistake. There shouldn't be an excessive trilling. A little bit trilling sound is common, but it shouldn't be exaggerated. So it's Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
So let's take a break for now, and we'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Let's Recite the Quran, and we're talking about the places of articulation and the tongue.
Okay, so we already went over the two letters Noon and Ra, and we said that the Ra is a bit different from the English R. Now we're going to go over the three letters Ta, Da, and Ta. All three of these letters are pronounced from the top side of the tip of the tongue and the gum line of the two front upper incisors. So the place of articulation of these three letters is exactly the same. The only difference is, in these three letters lies in the characteristics of these three letters. For example, ta has a characteristic which is called isti'la or tafkhim, which is the back portion of the tongue raises to the roof of the mouth, and a heavy sound is produced when pronouncing this letter. And also, this letter, ta, is a voiceless letter, is a voiceless consonant. So, it has istila and tafkhim, and is also voiceless. But the thing to mention is that all three of these letters, ta, da, and ta, are produced from the same place, in the mouth, from the tip of the tongue, that is. And then we have dal. Da is a voiced consonant, unlike ta and ta. And da does not have isti'la. It has istifal, which means that the back of the tongue, the deepest part of the tongue, is not raised to the roof of the mouth when pronouncing this letter. For example, if we say da, da, this is a mistake because dal does not have isti'la. It should be da, da. And the exact area where these three letters is pronounced is exactly where the gum meets the teeth. So the part of the tongue used in these three letters is a small part of the tip of the tongue, which is not any farther back than the very tip area. So it's the top of the tip of the tongue, not the tip of the tongue itself. And the area is exactly where the gum meets the teeth. For the letter ta, ta and ta are produced in the same region. However, for ta, ta and ta both are voiceless consonants. However, ta does not have the isti'la of ta. So this is the difference between ta and ta.
The only difference is the istila.
The istila, the characteristic of these two letters. Yes. Otherwise, the place where this letter is pronounced is exactly the same as ta.
Could you give us an example in a word? The ta.
Okay, for example, in Surah At-Tariq, we have Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, was-samai wa-t-tariq, an-najmu al-thaqib. So, in the word At-Tariq, we have ta, we have the ta sound. And then, to give an example of the letter ta, we have the Surah, إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انشَقَّتْ وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ. Some Persian speakers, they tend to make a mistake when pronouncing the letter ta. They pronounce it in this way. إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انشَقَّتْ وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ. This is a mistake. You have to listen to the reciters of the Quran and try to compensate this mistake. Ta shouldn't be pronounced like فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ. This is not the way the Arabic ta is pronounced. It should be like this. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ. Or some English speakers might pronounce it in this way. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ. This is also a mistake. The correct way that the ta of Arabic is pronounced, it has a special place which you have to learn by a lot of practice and also by listening to famous reciters of the Quran.
So the Arabic ta is not the same as T in English. It's different.
It's a little bit different, and also it's different from the Persian ta. So it's فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِأَمِينِهِ. So for today's lesson, and for this program, we went over five letters which were produced from the tip of the tongue and the top of the tongue. So we're going to leave the rest of the letters which are produced in this region for the next programs, inshallah.
Thank you, Bwana Muhammad Rza, for coming, and thank you, listeners, for staying with us. If you have any comments or questions, send it to us at coi@irib.ir. Till next time, goodbye. جنبني حر نيراني ناجيتك أو